I'm going to go ahead and call this Governmental Operations Committee meeting to order. The date is June 8th. The time is 10:54 a.m. Meeting is scheduled until noon. Have three bills to consider, all by Congressman Shaw. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
Present.
Congressman Baker?
Here.
Congressman Norris? Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Baker, would you pray for us, please?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this, for all the blessings you've given our people. And to look after all our nation as we go into our June celebrations of the Austin dances. And carry on our culture and teach our ways to our young people. You give us those ways and we want to continue them on. We want you to make sure we have enough food for our people during this celebration and good health and safe travels for our people. And just look after all our needs of our people and all people. All people on this earth is your people, your children. We ask you look after our service people, wherever they may be. Look after them and their home safely to their families. And all these things we ask in Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. It's good to hear the language. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from June 7th, yesterday's meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes for June 7th.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes by Congresswoman Buffalo Head, seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion? Okay. No discussion. All those in favor of approving the minutes say yes.
Yes.
Okay, one abstention by Congressman Maker. The minutes are approved. Item on the agenda is ONCA 1780, an act to amend ONCA 1694 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resources Division in the amount of $19,706 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Congressman Shaw, would you like to join us at the table and introduce your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is to appropriate federal grant monies to conduct a Wishawgie cultural trunk collection, a project during which different trunks that house collections of different aspects of Osage culture and history that will be sort of put on the road to present to students, youth groups, as sort of a show and tell. And the costs are to obtain and house and store and transport these cultural trunk collections around to be able to provide some direct exposure to some who may or may not have any familiarity with parts of that. For example, there's a drum trunk that has a drum, a chair, and a towel, and water bucket with ladle, and just to give you one example, there are others. It really sounds exciting. I'd like to see all nine of those trunks whenever they're completely put together. But it's amazing what they put together with only $19,000. There are no tribal funds. This is the support documentation that was sent out. The travel part is a mandatory trip for one person related to the program to go to a national meeting. So that's why there's a travel. The rest is under other, which again is the acquisition and the bringing together of those cultural items. If they can get real cultural items that wouldn't be endangered in a trunk or a show, I think they'll use those. If not, then they have to have some specially constructed. I don't know if anyone's here to discuss cultural trunk from executive. Okay, great. Could you go ahead and come, and I'll just have that lead in for you here and tell us more about it.
Ms. Hutchins and Ms. Atterbury, and bring this at the table. Welcome.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
We currently have 8 cultural trunks put together. We have a men's suit, a women's, a boy's, a girl's, a cook trunk, a cradleboard trunk, a drum trunk, and a game trunk. This grant will help us put together, we're going to do a wedding coat trunk and possibly an art trunk. So there, we use them, we've been using them since I started. They were in the chief's office with Debbie for a while, and since I've started, we've retained possession of them. We have a room that is locked with, right now we just have tables in there, but this will help us get some shelving to be able to stack them and, you know, take care of them the way that they need to be taken care of. Right now we do have them all displayed in our big room at the Cultural Center downtown, so I encourage you to come by, check them out.
Congressman Shaw.
Have they been out on the road? I said road, well, meaning it's like a traveling thing.
Yeah, it's a traveling thing. We go to the immersion school on a regular basis with just different parts. That way, you know, we can talk about, use the language. We've been to all of the WELAs in Scottsdale, Pomony, Fairfax, and in here. We did that during the Week of the Young Child, plus we set up a booth at the Week of the Young Child event at the fairgrounds where, you know, there was over 500 children there that were exposed to that. So we've really, today, every Thursday in June, they're going to the Pahuska Public Schools. The schools there have requested it, so Herman's there today with the trunk. And he will be there every Thursday the rest of the month. So we're there. We've got a policy and procedure put in place where you request it. Nobody can check it out or any of the trunks out. They can request a presentation and somebody from my office will go. We always go with the trunks. So.
Congressman Hamilton.
I just wanted to say I've seen pictures of the trunks on social media and mm-hmm. Facebook, and they seem like they've been really well received.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I can see the kids and they've all been really attentive, and
yeah.
So I just think it's a neat deal. So.
It's neat because it's hands-on, you know, mm-hmm. whereas your personal things, you don't want everybody handling them, but these, you know, they belong to the cultural center, to the tribe, so, you know, the children can touch them and, you know, hold them up or whatever, try them on, so that's kind of the purpose.
Ms. Atterbury, I think, had something to go on with that. Congressman,
I was just going to say the first trunks, the first 8 trunks, were purchased with the Trans-Canada Partnership Agreement funds that we have received the last 2 years. The first year we put together 4 trunks, not completely, but in this last year we were able to complete all 8 trunks. So everything's in them. We have Addie's put together the inventory for each one, and I do have pictures just to pass around, and I was hoping to get them in some plastic covers at the last minute. I realized the meeting was at 10:30 instead of 1, but it'll kind of give you all an idea of what's in the trunks. And as Addie said, it's a great hands-on experience for the kids, and we have a policy within the policies and procedures to replace items that may get worn over time, but it's a great start, and we want to add to it. And this additional $19,000 grant that we were able to retain is going to help us to add 2 more trunks to the collection, and we call it our Culture Trunk Project. And, you know, hopefully in years to come we can continue to add it. When the Trunk Project was brought to the Education Task Force several years ago, Van Bighorst, Rebecca Brave, and Cameron Pratt brought the idea to the task force, and they brought it as a way to, they said a lot of museums use this, so because a lot of kids in rural areas don't get the opportunity to go to museums and experience that like our kids would. So it's an opportunity to take it into rural areas, and they get to actually see it, sort of a traveling museum, and hear about Osage history, culture, and language. And to me, when I saw it, I immediately saw the opportunity for it to create, when you open a trunk and you start pulling out those Osage items, it's an opportunity for 2 Osage speakers to create dialogue and communicate about the contents in that trunk. So it's not just something that our culture center can use, our language department can use it, our museum has already used it. It can also be used, you know, in our historic preservation as we go out and teach Osage history. But it's just, I think it's a phenomenal idea, and I was sold on it the minute it was presented to us by, you know, those 3 individuals, and that was prior to, you know, Addie's time as the culture director. But she's done a great job putting the trunks together for display in the month of June. And as she said, they're trying to create a place where we can secure these items behind a locked door. And they're actually in big, huge steamer trunks. Those big black trunks that we use when people pay off for the drum. And the steamer trunks are, you know, part of our culture too. And she's gonna create a way where you can put a trunk on a shelf and they won't be stacked on top of each other. I think also in this grant is material to use to, you know, put into the trunks acid-free and to store it properly so that it will last longer. But I haven't been taught how to do that yet, but I think Hallie Winter is planning a lesson on how to store our artifacts properly on our next, in this year for the under the Trans-Canada Education Partnership monies. So that's, I think that's gonna be good for everybody. Even, you know, it's gonna be great for the Culture Center, but even us as, you know, adults, some of us don't know. I mean, we've just done what we've done because that's what we've seen our elders do, but I know there's probably a better way to store things so that you do have longevity with your cultural items. But you know, that's what I have, you know, as far as, and by the way, I'm, you know, for the record, I'm Debbie Atterbury, and I'm from the Office of Self-Governance and Strategic Planning, and the Trans-Canada Project fell in my lap to oversee the project's completion.
Well said. Congressman Maker, then Congresswoman Bevelhead, then Congressman Mason.
Yeah, I think this is really a great, great project. My question is, I can see this like you all going even further out for, you know, displaying these to other groups who might want to say, other than just our schools, local schools here. So is this going to be enough money, like say, you want to go to a place, a museum in Tulsa or some other cities, like maybe Oklahoma City, we'd like to see. Once people hear about this, I'm sure they're going to want to see this. I just want to have enough money for the travel if they do have to go, you know, someplace like far out than just the local schools.
I think right now we do, and we will be adding some for FY18 for that.
Okay.
right now we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congresswoman Becker.
I was just going to say, I've had the opportunity to see the trunks when they were in chief's office with Deb, and I would encourage all members of Congress to get down there and see them, because they're really, really neat. There's a lot of stuff in each one of them. When I saw it, it was kind of displayed just in her office. It's exciting to see, and I think it's been well received with the kids also.
Congressman Mason.
Yeah, I just have a question, since we're using federal dollars to purchase and put all this together. Somewhere in all of this is it written that as those are purchased and we have them in hand, that they remain ours forever? Or does government get a chance to say, we bought them, so they're ours now? Just a point.
That's a good question.
That'd be a question that Sarah Derryberry could answer, but I'm pretty sure that they are ours, but we can get an answer, we can find out from Sarah and get back with you on that. We could just send Chairman an email.
That would work, and I'll distribute it. Congressman Hamilton.
Usually when it comes to grants, the feds just want their money back. They won't take their, if you mess up so bad, they just want the money back. They don't want the, what you purchased for equipment or anything.
Congressman Mason.
We have a new president now. Things kind of different, so just throw that out.
Congresswoman Buffalohead.
I make a motion to report out MNCA 1780 to Congress with due pass.
Second.
Motion to report out MNCA 1780 to Congress with the due pass recommendation by Congresswoman Buffalohead. It was seconded by Congressman Mason and Maker simultaneously. I'm going to give the Family Feud Award to Congressman Maker. Anyway, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. MNCA 1780 is reported out with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1783, an act to amend ONCA 1186 on the War Memorial Commission, removing the restriction that the Osage Nation Congress approved construction contracts over $25,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. And I misspoke earlier. I said Congressman Shaw was the sponsor of each one of the bills on the agenda. That is not accurate. Speaker Pratt is the sponsor of the next two bills, including this one. I know she's in the building. She's busy doing speaker things. So if somebody could go round her up, Congressman Mason's going to tell us a story.
Oh, okay. My story begins, and I got an email today, just received an email from our colleague, Congressman Edwards, regarding this particular act. Did question was, did anyone else receive that? I mean, it's out there if you...
I've read it, yes.
Just asking.
I did not see it yet. It just came this morning.
I thought it was well written. I tended to agree with most of the content. Congresswoman
Whitehorn? Would you expedite some copies of that document? Chairman? Yeah.
Was that only sent to this committee?
No, I have.
I've been for everybody. Yeah, it's from Shannon Edwards.
Right, I just...
Regarding this particular...
So what was the request?
To expedite some hard copies made of it.
Okay.
I'd like one.
I don't know that my new little computer thing is got the new, or got the printer into a deep. Let me forward that to you,
sure.
Dana, and then would you please make about 10 copies?
Sure. Motion for a brief recess.
Second.
So that we can
motion for a brief recess by Congresswoman Buffalohead, seconded by Congressman Maker. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're in a brief recess.